الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في فضل اللغة العربية: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي والقرآن عربي وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وجاء فيما روي عن سيدنا أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: تعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم، وتعلموا الفرائض فإنها من دينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to مركز الصحابة online, the voice of the أهل السنة والجماعة, broadcasting from the studio in Durban. And the program is تعلم العربية exclusive to مركز الصحابة online, the voice of the أهل السنة والجماعة. It is a program designed to educate the layman in the Arabic language, and we are using the book of الجامعية الإسلامية بالمدينة المنورة, the book that is used in the language college at the University of المدينة المنورة. This is our 14th session of this program, and we are presently busy with page number 35 of book 1. And on page 35, when we look at page 35 at the bottom, there is an exercise there. اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. Now, before we start with this, just last week, the lesson terminated with a discussion on the limbs and organs of the body. And it was said that all limbs and organs that are in pairs are to be treated as feminine. Since we have a pair of ears, we don't say hadha udhunun, we say hadhihi udhunun. Since we have a pair of eyes, we don't say hadha aynun, we say hadhihi aynun. And since we have a pair of hands, we do not say hadha yadun, we say hadhihi yadun. And we also have a pair of legs, so we won't say hadha rijlun, we'll say hadhihi rijlun. So all organs and limbs of the body that are in pairs are to be treated as feminine. As for those organs that are not in pairs, like the mouth and the nose, for the nose we would say hadha anfun. For the mouth we would say hadha famun. Hadha anfun, this is a mouth, and hadha anfun, this is a nose. And of course we learned last week that hadhihi is the feminine form of hadha. Now when we look at that exercise at the bottom of page 35, the instruction there is اقرأ واكتب. اقرأ means you must read. واكتب, you must write. So I would just do the reading. And when we look at example number 1, هَذَا مَسْجِدٌ وَهَذِهِ مَدْرَسَةٌ. This is a mosque and this is a school. Now, because مَسْجِدٌ is masculine, we say hadha masjidun. And madrasatun is feminine because it is ending with what we call atta'ul marbutatu. That is that small ta, which could either be written as a circle or as something that appears to be a triangle at the end of the word. Now, if it is joined to the preceding letter, like in madrasatun, the ta is joined to the sin which precedes it, then it is written like a little triangle. But if it is not joined to the preceding letter, an example of that is if we look at that last example, that is example number 7, we see at the end there the word nafidhatun. There the ta is not joined to the preceding letter, which is a dal. So it is written as a circle. So hadha masjidun, we say hadha masjidun, this is a mosque, because the word masjid is masculine. Wahadihi madrasatun, and this is a school. Here we use the word hadihi because the word madrasatun is feminine. And how do we know it is feminine? Because it ends with that little ta, which we call atta'ul marbutatu. Now when we look at example 2, there is a question. Man hadihi? Who is this? And the answer, hadihi ukhtu Abbasin. This is the sister of Abbas. Hadihi ukhtu Abbasin. This is the sister of Abbas. Firstly, the word ukhtu does not end in with that small ta. It's ending with a big ta. Not every word that ends with that big ta, atta'ul maftuhatu. That is what we call the big ta. Atta'ul maftuhatu. But because it is feminine in meaning, we treat it as feminine. A sister cannot be masculine. A sister has to be feminine. So we say, hadihi ukhtu Abbasin. This is the sister of Abbas. Now, why are we saying Abbasin and not Abbasun? It is because ukhtu Abbasin is a relative phrase. At-tarkibul idhafiyu. And we learned in the relative phrase, the second noun of the phrase, which is known as al-mudafu ilayhi in Arabic, must have a kasra or a kasratain on the last letter. Kasratain means double, tanween, two kasras. So, ukhtu Abbasin is a relative phrase. And because the word Abbasin is al-mudafu ilayhi, it must end with a kasratain. Now let us look at example number 3. Hadha dikun. Hadha dikun. This is a rooster. A rooster in Arabic is called dik. Dikun. We did do this word sometimes back. Now, this word is masculine, dikun. Therefore, we say, hadha dikun. This is a rooster. Wahadihi dajajatun. And this is a hen. Hadha dikun. This is a rooster. Wahadihi dajajatun. And this is a hen. Now we're saying wahadihi dajajatun because the word dajajatun is feminine. And how do we know it is feminine? That is because it is ending with atta'ul marbuta. Now you would find in Arabic, it's also inanimate objects that can be masculine and feminine, as we would learn. Any noun, whether it be animate or inanimate, like in that last example, nafidhatun is a window. Window is feminine because it ends with the ta. In the second last example, number 6, we see the last word is athallaja. Athallajatu. That is a feminine word because it ends with a ta. That's inanimate, fridge, window. So let's go back to number 3. Hadha dikun. This is a rooster. Wahadihi dajajatun. And this is a hen. Let us now do number 4. Hadhabnu. You see, I cannot say hadha ibnu. And we learned why we cannot say this. Hadhabnu al-mudiri. This is the son of the principal. Wahadihi bintul mudarrisi. And this is the daughter of the teacher. Hadhabnul mudiri. So ibnul mudiri is what we call the relative phrase. Therefore I have to say al mudiri. Ibnul mudiri, the son of the principal. Hadhabnul mudiri. This is the son of the principal. Wahadihi bintul mudarrisi. And this is the daughter of the teacher. Bintun is like ukhtun. It also ends with the big ta. And as it was mentioned, not all words that end with a big ta is feminine. These words are feminine in meaning. A daughter can never be masculine. Therefore, we treat it as feminine and we say wahadihi bintul mudarrithi. Hadihi, we cannot say hadha, because daughters are feminine. And this is the daughter of the teacher. Then we go to the next example. Hadihi ummu yasirin. This is the mother of Yasir. Again, we see in this word Ummun means a mother. It's ending with a meme. Not all words that end with a meme are feminine. But because Ummun is feminine in meaning, mother is feminine. Therefore, we treat it as feminine. Hadihi ummu yasirin. This is the mother of Yasir. And ummu yasirin is what we call at-tarqibul idafiyu, the relative or possessive phrase. It's expressing relation, the mother of Yasir. And Yasirin, why do we say Yasirin? Because it is al-mudhafu ilayhi. And that noun, because it is al-mudhafu ilayhi, al-mudhafu ilayhi is the second noun of the relative phrase. Must always be majroor, meaning it must have a kasra or a kasratain. Now we come to the next example. Aina qidrul lahmi. Where is the pot of meat? Now we already learned in last week that the word qidrun is feminine. There are certain nouns that do not end with the small ta. Atta'ul marbutatu. But they are treated as feminine. Last week we mentioned shamsun. The sun is feminine. Ardun, the earth is feminine. Qidrun, pot, feminine. Harbun, war, that word is feminine. There are just a few words, not many. So this is Aina qidrul lahmi. Where is the pot of meat? Qidrul lahmi is what we are, what is the at-tarqibul idafiyu, the relative or possessive phrase. That is why we are saying al-lahmi. Lahmun is meat. So, aina qidrul lahmi. Where is the pot of meat? Now, because we are talking about qidrun, and we said that this word is feminine, we don't say huwa, because huwa refers to masculine. We say hiya. Hiya refers to feminine. If it's a person, it would be translated as she. But because it is not a person here, it is referring to an inanimate object, the pot. We don't say she, we say it. Hiya fithallajati. It is in the fridge. Now because fi is written before the word athallaja, this word athallaja must be majroor. Majroor means it must have a kasra on its last letter. So we say hiya fithallajati. It is in the fridge. And then we have example number 7. That is the last example on page number 35 of this book. Hada babun. This is a door. Wahadhihi nafidhatun. And this is a window. So the word for window in Arabic is nafidhatun. And the door is babun. There is also another word for window which is used quite commonly, and that is shubbaqun. Shubbaqun and nafidhatun. Both are windows. The word shubbaq is masculine, while the word nafidhatun is feminine. Now we go on to page number 36. And at the top of page number 36, we have the word tamarinu. That means exercises. Tamarinu, exercises. Then we have number 2, mahada. What is this? And a whole lot of pictures. So if I take the first one, mahada. What is this? Hada qalamun. The word qalamun means pen. Then next to that we have a spoon. The word for spoon is feminine. Mil'aqatun. So when we are looking at a spoon, we say ma hadhihi. Hadhihi mil'aqatun. Hadhihi mil'aqatun. This is a spoon. Then we have a book. Mahada. What is this? Hada kitabun. Because the word for book in Arabic is kitabun. Hada kitabun. This is a book. Then we have a shirt. Mahada. What is this? Hada qamisun. This is a shirt. Hada qamisun. This is a shirt. Then we have a house. So we look at the house and we say ma hada. What is this? Hada baytun. This is a house. Hada baytun. This is a house. The next picture is a watch. And the word for watch in Arabic is sa'atun. A watch. Sa'atun. Ma hadhihi. What is this? Hadhihi sa'atun. This is a watch. Ma hadhihi. What is this? Hadhihi sa'atun. This is a watch. Then we have the picture of a car. And the word for car in Arabic, the commonly used word is sayyaratun. Sayyaratun means a car, a vehicle. So we look at the car and we ask the question, ma hadhihi? What is this? Hadhihi sayyaratun. This is a car. Ma hadhihi? Hadhihi sayyaratun. This is a car. The next picture we see a door. And the word for door in Arabic is babun. Ma hadha. What is this? Hadha babun. Ma hadha. What is this? Hadha babun. This is a door. Then we see a bicycle, and that is what we call in Arabic দরাজাতুন, দরাজাতুন এই বাইসিকল, মা হাদিহি, হাদিহি দরাজাতুন দিস ইজ এ বাইসিকল, মা হাদিহি হোয়াট ইজ দিস, হাদিহি দরাজাতুন দিস ইজ এ বাইসিকল. Then we look further down, we see the picture of a mouth. Ma hadha, hadha famun, this is a mouth. Ma hadha, hadha famun, this is a mouth. Then we see a picture of a spoon in a pot. The spoon we already did, let's do the pot. Now we learn the word for pot in Arabic is qidrun, and we also learn that the word qidrun is a feminine word. So we ask ma hadhihi, what is this? Hadhihi qidrun, this is a pot. Al mil'aqatu, and the spoon, fil qidri, is in the pot. Ma hadhihi, hadhihi qidrun, this is a pot. Al mil'aqatu fil qidri, the spoon is in the pot. Then we have the picture of a hand. Now we learn that all those parts of the body that are in pairs must be feminine. So when we ask about the hand, we would say ma hadhihi, what is this? Hadihi yadun, this is a hand. Ma hadihi, what is this? Hadihi yadun, this is a hand. In the next picture we see a nose, and we learn the word for nose is anfun, and that's masculine because it's not in pairs. Ma hadha, hadha anfun, what is this? This is a nose. Ma hadha, what is this? Hadha anfun, this is a nose. Then we look at the next picture. We see, let's go just below the hand and the nose. We have the ayn that we use to iron clothes. And we learned that the word for ayn in Arabic is mikwatun. So when I look at the ayn and I ask a question about the ayn, I would say ma hadhihi, what is this? Hadhihi mikwatun, this is an ayn. Ma hadhihi, what is this? Hadhihi mikwatun, this is an ayn. Mikwatun, this is an ayn. Then below the ayn we have a picture of a chair, and we learned that the word for chair in Arabic is kursiyun. Ma hadha, what is this? Hadha kursiyun, this is a chair. Ma hadha, what is this? Hadha kursiyun, this is a chair. Then we see below that pot and spoon, we have a picture of a key. So we ask a question about the key. We learn that the word for key is miftahun. Ma hadha, hadha miftahun, this is a key. Ma hadha, what is this? Hadha miftahun, this is a key. Then we see below that mouth we have a fridge, and we learnt that the word for fridge in Arabic is thallajatun, thallajatun. So we look at the fridge and we inquire about it. Ma hadhihi, what is this? Hadhihi thallajatun, This is a fridge. Ma hadhihi? What is this? Hadhihi thallajatun. This is a fridge. Then we look at the mosque. Ma hadha? Hadha masjidun. What is this? This is a mosque. Ma hadha? Hadha masjidun. What is this? This is a mosque. Now we look at that last picture on page number 36 is a star. Now the word for star in Arabic is Najmun. Najmun is a star. Ma hadha, what is this? Hadha Najmun. This is a star. Ma hadha, what is this? Hadha Najmun. This is a star. We have now completed with page number 36. We go on to page number 37, and there we have exercise number 3. And exercise number 3 tells us Iqra'il mithala, read the example, wa qawwin, and construct jumalan, sentences, ala ghirarihi, meaning the like of it, like those examples. Iqra'il mithala, read the example, wa qawwin, and construct, or you could say form, jumalan. Jumalan is the plural of jumlatun. Jumlatun means a sentence, and many a sentences is jumalun. Wa qawwin jumalan, and construct sentences, ala ghirarihi, the like of it, meaning like the example. In number 1, we have Muhammadun talibun. Muhammad is a student. Aminatu talibatun. Amina is a student. But with Muhammad we said talibun because he is masculine. And with Amina, because she is a female, we say talibatun. So what we are learning, that the adjective for a masculine noun must be masculine, and the adjective for a feminine noun must be feminine. And all we do to convert the masculine adjective to a feminine adjective is add that little ta to it. From talibun, to convert this to feminine, we just said talibatun. In our next example, we say hamidun tabibun. Hamid is a doctor. Fatimatu tabibatun. So we just added a ta to the word tabib and we got tabibatun. Fatima is a doctor. Number 3, huwa means he. Huwa muslimun. He is a Muslim. I want to say she is a Muslim. I'll say hiya muslimatun. Number 4, al-babu mughlaqun. The door is closed. An-nafidhatu mughlaqatun. The window is closed. An-nafidhatu mughlaqatun. It's the very same word. All you do is attach that small atta'ul marbuta at the end of the word. And so far in all these examples, we can join the ta to the letter before it, because ba, mim, qaf are all letters that can be joined with the letters that come after it. It is just letters like ra, za, dal, dal, wow, that cannot be joined with the letter that comes after it. Now let us look at number 5. Al-mindilu. We learned this word a long time ago, the handkerchief. Al-mindilu wasikhun. The handkerchief is dirty. Al-yadu wasikhatun, the hand is dirty. Al-mindilu wasikhun, al-yadu wasikhatun. Al-mindilu wasikhun, the handkerchief is dirty. Al-yadu wasikhatun, the hand is dirty. Then in our next example there is Ash-shayu harrun, the tea is hot. Al-qahwatu harratun, the coffee is hot. Insha'Allah, we will stop here at this point because our 30 minutes that is allocated for Arabic has now come to an end. But we will start from the top of page number 37 in our next session of Ta'allamul Arabiya, which would be next Friday. I will insha'Allah be online again this afternoon between 17:30 and 19 hours for the program Tarweehun Nufus. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah wa bihi thiqatu wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib wa ilayhi al-matab. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.